Welcome to Bucket List with me, Monique Chambers. Every week, I'll be talking to different business people, artists, sports people, and other personalities about things that they've done in their life and things that they want to do. Join me and dig deep. Welcome to this week's edition of Bucket List. I'm Monique Chambers, and today I'm joined by Kevin Gregg. Now, Kevin had a childhood dream to meet one of his heroes, and he did that. Kevin, tell us all about meeting Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you for having me on the show. Well, it started off, when you're young, you're impressed by certain things. I saw one of his first documentaries, I think I was about 10 or 11. It was Pumping Iron. It came out in 1976, a documentary about bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. And since then, I was always impressed with these physiques and power in general. And as time went on, you start going to the gym, and I competed, and then obviously, I got married, started a family, and then you drift off, and then I got back into it and started a website, and then from then on, that was the connection to meet him.
So, Hang on, you have a website, and that's how you met Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, I have a website. I haven't met Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, obviously, it's a bodybuilding website, and that was the springboard to let me get to know really big personalities in the industry. Okay. And then it led to that.
So the website's just, is it like interviews with people? Is it...
Interviews, results, previews for shows, features.
I'm guessing this is outside of Malta because there's a community here. But
I do cover the Maltese, mm-hmm. the Maltesers, because Malta is really involved in the industry as well. And even we have some athletes that really did well, mm-hmm. especially last year, an athlete turned pro. But I aimed it for the international market, so it can be a bit bigger.
So it's like an online magazine, essentially, with all of the news, reviews.
A new site catered to bodybuilding and fitness.
Okay. And how then, from this website, did you sort of phone up and try to interview Arnold Schwarzenegger? How did...
No, I didn't interview him. I went to Spain for the Arnold Classic last year.
What's an Arnold Classic?
It's a three-day fitness expo. Mm-hmm. And there'll be all the brands in the industry will go there and have their stands and everything like that.
Just the protein shakes.
Yes, everything. Weights, everything. It's in Barcelona in the center.
Okay.
And then there'll be the last day. There'll be at the pro show, which is the main event. And there's the amateur show the day before, where athletes can turn pro.
When you're
an amateur, mm-hmm. in the amateur ranks, if you place first in your division, mm-hmm. and then overall, you can become a pro.
Okay.
And then it enables you to compete with the pros then.
That's when they start to get sponsorship.
They get sponsorship. And
that's when you start to write about them.
That's when you start to write about them. Yes.
Okay, so tell me a bit more about this Arnold.
Yeah, and then I was at the fair, and then obviously I got to know people that work with him, because mm-hmm. they're easy to get to know. And then I managed to talk to one of his business partners, Tony Doherty. He has a chain of gyms in Australia, mm-hmm. and he as well does the Arnold Classic in Australia. And I was talking to him at the athletes meeting, and I said, "Listen, Tony, I have to take a picture with him or something. He's so hard to get close to." Because in fact, the day before, he was walking in where all the stands were, mm-hmm. and he wanted to see the fencing. And obviously, there was hundreds of people pressing to see him. And I was there with my press card thinking, they're going to let me squeeze in. And he yelled out, "You're not pushing the people enough," to the security. He said, "Let me show you how I'm going to push them out." And he grabbed me. I was there. He grabbed me from my chest and he threw me on the ground. And my friend was laughing and he looked at me and said, "You've been terminated." And then I said, "Well, that's, I think, the closest I'm going to get to him." So then the next day at the athletes meeting, I saw Tony. I said, "Listen, Tony, I got to get close to him or something." Mm-hmm. I went to his seminar. I mean, you're in the same room with him. It was 30 people only. But the minute he walks out, there's security around him.
He has security?
All over the place there.
Wow. You think he could kind of fend for himself?
I think he's more I think he's more relaxed in America than he is in Europe. Because in Europe, the bodybuilding and fitness is huge.
Okay.
It's huge. And he's a legend, and he's not there every day.
True.
And then he was going down the escalator, and I said, "Tony, he's leaving." And he just pushed me in front of him. And while I was going down, he's practically leaning on me. And I just turned to him. I said, Arnold, listen, we've got to get a photo here. Huh? And he said, of course. And he just grabbed my mobile and he took it. And by the time I went down, the security just threw me to the side. But, you know, I was happy.
He actually did the selfie?
Yes. Because oh, cool. That moment, looking down and seeing all the people, he just said, let me do it for you. You know, in his.
So when was this?
Last September.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and you had this dream?
Oh, of course, when I was young. I had, you know, to meet other people, which I met as well in the industry. They've become really close friends now, so.
And are these people that you started as well through your site? Is it?
Yes, it's through the site I got to know them.
Again, going to shows, interviewing.
Mostly, you know, talking to them on Facebook and stuff. You know, you send 100 messages and one fine day you get an okay sign.
Okay.
And you say, so this guy's reading them. Then, you know, when you'll be at home and they'll phone you on WhatsApp or something to ask you something. So that's it then. You get that, you make that friendship.
Because your site has actually got quite a traction now.
How many
users do you have now, for example?
Facebook, there's over 230,000 likes.
Okay.
Instagram, about 48,000 in 4 months because I just started it. And the Facebook, the website, I mean, it depends on the contest. It can go up to, you know, 100,000 page views in 2 days, and you know,
wow,
it depends on the stories you get and if other people use your stories,
uh-huh.
and you know, they credit you, so everybody goes back to your site.
That's it. Now you're actually being used as a news,
yes. Where before they used to laugh at you, you know, you're nobody, and it's like me against a team of full timers with other sites that have budgets that are over the top, and I'm just by myself, you know, going away at it.
So, when did you start this site of yours?
About 4.5 years ago.
Okay,
5 years
so
ago.
It's really done well. It's okay. And what sorts of things are you looking forward to doing with the site going forward? Do you have video and things like that of competitions?
There are video. I use other sites let me embed their files.
Okay.
So if they're getting the hits as well and whatever the money from the adverts and I can use it for my news. I mean, you always ask, you know, it's just to ask. They don't expect anything in return. You just give them a link and stuff like that.
So along the way, you said you've met some other famous people. Would we know any of these or?
Not really. If you're in the industry, I mean, you have to be in the industry to get to know them.
Can you give us their names just so we can look at them?
One of them is a legend. His name is Kevin Lavrone.
Okay.
He's 53, but he's back in the game. He's competing again. He has a line of products. In the 90s, he was the top guy.
Okay.
One of the top guys.
And where's he from?
Washington.
Okay, yeah. So another.
So I once sent him a message for something, and my number was on the email, and he phoned me. And then I started helping him out with his Facebook and stuff. Now we've been really close friends. He phones me about twice a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that really is.
I met him. Then he invited me to a show in Poland last year as well. And when I went there, you know, it's like just, you're going somewhere alone and you're going to meet people that you know who they are, but they don't really know you. And when I went there, they all knew who I was. I was impressed. You're the guy from Malta, you know.
So how does that fare for you being from Malta?
Amazing. Yeah. I'm Canadian. But that thing that they say, I've been to Malta on my honeymoon, went by and all these, you know, it's amazing. You think nobody knows where Malta is. But they do know.
Everyone has a story. So what's the scene like here in Malta for bodybuilders?
It's big. It's getting, yes.
So how does somebody start to get involved?
I mean, they, you know, obviously you start training and stuff, and then there's the lower level shows. I mean, not lower level. I mean, there might be some just shows where there's no placings and stuff where you just, to get
just
used to the state. Yes. Then there's the IFBB or NABA, there's two federations.
Are they only Malta or are they European?
No, it's all over the world. IFBB is the biggest one.
Okay.
And now the IFBB, like, if you compete here and you place well, then you get your ticket to compete at the Arnold Classic in Spain.
Okay.
Now they go to so many shows during the year.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, now we have a pro athlete. He's preparing for 2018.
Who's that so we can...
His name is Luke De Bono.
Luke De Bono.
He last year at, I don't know how it was, 22... He won the overall in Spain, and he became a pro.
So,
and then he won a contest later, another contest. He could have became pro again, but he already had the card.
So does that mean he sort of just goes to the gym every day now?
Oh, no, he's living in the UK. I think he's a teacher.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's hard to make a living with the sport in the beginning.
There's the
elite that really make the big money.
But so how often do you have to train to get to the stage where you can get into competitions? Because I'm guessing there are different sort of... styles as well?
Yes, there's different. Now there's like physique where the men wear boxer shorts, mm-hmm. like. Then there's bodybuilding. There's mm-hmm. classic bodybuilding where you're a bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the women. There's bikini. There's physique,
mm-hmm.
fitness. There's so much now. I mean, even fashion shows they're doing now.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Ah. I mean, it's become big. It's not just bodybuilding.
Uh-huh. But isn't it that you have to eat like, you know, 10 chickens a day?
Oh, no. You eat according to your body weight, you know, every 3 or 4 hours. You just eat good, ah. you know.
So you're actually very healthy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It's strict. You know, you have to keep everything good. You know, you can't go out and eat pizza every day or something like that because it's for nothing. You go to the gym for nothing.
So how long? Because you train every day, I think, ish?
I go about... All right, 5-6 times a week.
That's nearly
it's more mental just to relax as well.
How can you relax lifting that?
Oh, you just let go when you're at the gym. You meet different people. You don't talk about certain things that everybody talks about. I mean, like...
The traffic.
Traffic, elections, and stuff like that, you know. You go there and you talk... You meet certain people that... it's just down to earth, you know.
And do you trade tips on...
Yeah, everybody helps stuff. Each other. Everybody helps.
Is it a nice sport then? You have a kind of... Because it looks... Obviously very macho.
No, it did. But, you know, the women are there and everything, training the way they want to train and stuff. I mean, I find it relaxing. I don't know.
No, I think you must enjoy it to go 6 times a week.
I go.
And how long do you train for then when you go?
All right, you lift weights for about half an hour, 45 minutes, and then I'll do cardio afterwards.
So the jumping around stuff?
Treadmill. Another conversation for a half an hour with somebody. You know.
So how heavy do you lift? Is it like a lifting thing that you go for?
No, you just do it either more reps, a lighter weight, or a bit heavier. It depends how you feel, what you weight and stuff.
So what would you advise somebody wanting to get into this at whatever age?
Just start slowly. Don't rush things, you know, mm-hmm. just enjoy it.
And it takes time
It takes time. It's not genetics. Ah. You know, some people, you know, not everybody's the same.
Mm.
But everybody, you know, just take it slowly and, you know, you have people at the gym from 15
mm-hmm.
to 60, 70 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody's there.
And
yeah.
In terms of competing, you said you competed when you were young before you
I competed. I just came to Malta from Canada and I think I was about 21 going on to 22.
Okay. And you started then. And is that the normal sort of age or do people
No, it's not. They're competing. They're turning pro at 23 today.
Wow.
So, you know, they start at 18, 19, you know.
And so pro, like you said, means really that
you can compete at the elite level.
You know. Hopefully start getting sponsorships, your own lines.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. You know? No, it's not too much.
It's a niche, but, you know. You know, it's a big business.
Yeah, no,
big industry.
When you sort of see the stuff in the supermarkets, you realize that the protein or shakes and stuff, you realize it must be quite... You don't see many people in Malta, but like in Venice Beach in the States, it looks like an outdoor gym.
Yes.
So is there a culture shift here?
I mean, it started all basically there. That's where the Arnold and all the best used to train in the 70s and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it stayed like that. It's like the hot spot, you know.
Uh-huh.
You're going to train at Gold's Gym Venice. It's like something, you know. All the stars train there. I mean, you can be training there and, you know, popular people just walk in and train.
Have you been there too?
Not yet. I've been invited.
Something on your bucket list?
Yes. I have a couple of friends there that's always telling me to come down.
Uh-huh.
But
would you actually be able to do any work, or would you just be like, look, that's so
insane? No, I just go there and relax, you know, meet the people I have to meet, you know. And I just did a website for a trainer there as well.
Uh-huh.
He's been running after me to do it for him.
There's definitely an opportunity to go, then.
Yes, I know.
Do you need someone to invite any text? Come along and do that. Or you need someone for the oil.
Yeah.
They have a bit of reputation for the oil and the tanning, don't they, as well?
Yes.
Perhaps we should have one of these competitions in Malta.
Maybe there are.
One of the big ones, though? Could we have, like, an Arnie Classic?
They did. We just had the Diamond Cup about a month and a half ago.
Okay, so this spring sort of... okay.
There were 6 pro cards were handed out.
Okay.
It was a big competition.
And this was... Local athletes?
Oh, no, international. Everybody was here.
Why didn't we hear about this?
It was promoted and stuff. I got it on my website and stuff. It was very successful.
Ah.
very successful. There was the national competition the day before, and then there was the International Diamond Cup. So now that's in Portugal and in America, it's everywhere.
Okay. Do you think we can get the Arnie? What's it called? The Arnie Classic?
Arnold Classic.
Arnold Classic.
That's something, you know.
You sure we can't do it?
Yes. You have to get. The problem is the pros, they like to travel, but at certain times of the year, they just shut it down if they qualify for the main contest at the end of the year. So to get them to travel, that's.
Is there a season then?
There's a number of shows, a lot of shows now. And you qualify what they call for the Mr. Olympia. That's in September.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks before the Arnold Classic in Spain. And the top five that placed the year before are automatically qualified.
Okay.
They don't have to compete for the whole year. But some of them compete for the money.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're already qualified. So if they place in the top five, they'll just have a good income to the...
And then the
top three of qualifications qualify as well. You know,
okay.
So I mean, you're saying 15 competitors from all over the world only for this Mr. Olympia. Like in 51 years, only 13 have won it. I mean, Arnold won it 7 times.
Uh-huh.
Another guy won it 8.
Oh,
I see.
Another
person won it 8 times. Uh-huh. 4, 3. You know, so there's only been 13. There's a great history behind the sport.
And what's the kind of prize money? I know that's. Probably not.
I mean, it was going up gradually. Mm. Now the first place is like 400,000.
Wow.
And then obviously sponsorships and now the top five are all well off.
Ah.
They're all doing well. They're doing well.
Gyms in their home. They don't have to go.
No, they go. I mean, you know, they're doing well.
Yeah. So what other things do you have time to do or time to aspire towards? Because obviously you have a regular job.
Yes.
You go to the gym almost every day.
Yes, in the
morning. You have a family.
Yes.
You built your own house.
Yes.
you run this incredible website.
Yes. You wake up early
and
you go to sleep late, you know. And sometimes, you know, if I know there's a show going on abroad, I might wake up at 3 or 4 in the morning and just update the results and go back to sleep. But I'll be the first guy to do it.
So
when you wake up, you see all the page views and stuff, so it's worth it, you know.
Is it still exciting?
Yes. There's always something different.
And is there any sort of gossip on the circuit that you report as well?
Yes, lots. You have to be careful because the thing is, you're right about these guys that are like 110, 120 kilos, you know? They're huge guys.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that's, yeah.
Huge guys. And when you meet them face to face, it's like, did I write something bad about him? Did I do this? And so you start backtracking and then you're all right, you know? The highlight of last... I forgot to say, in Spain last year there was another legend, Barry DeMay. He was big in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in his 50s. And I was walking to see the amateur show, and he got up and he said, Kevin. I said, yeah. And he said, finally we meet. And I mean, I've wrote to him maybe once or twice. You know? And that thing that you're, these people that you used to look up to when I was like 15, 16, you know, and they're recognizing you and they want to talk to you. You know, let's take a picture together.
So cool.
It's really neat. And he's telling you about his athletes that are competing. And I'm saying, now you have to see the Maltese guy, you know. And because Malta's small, they'll be like, oh, yeah. Then he ends up winning everything, you know. So it was quite cool.
He looked out for him now. So get that as a recommendation. So what's next for you then? So the site.
I wish to expand it a bit more, maybe sell products and stuff like that.
Maybe you should give it a protein shake.
Yeah.
So currently what, like selling a line of products, one of
maybe,
yours,
you know,
or something like that?
Uh-huh.
More video?
Yeah.
More, what about tips for youngsters?
I have a guy from Venice, his name is Eric Broser.
This is Venice, US. Yes,
yes Venice Beach. He's been writing for me from day one. He once wrote to me, and we've become great friends, and he's been supporting me all the time. And he gives me all these articles, just, you know, what to eat and stuff like that, and how to train people. And that little bit helps, you know. It's not just the sport. You can go in and find out something about it. I wish to expand on it more, but, you know.
It's good to sort of keep the sport going with, you know, new people coming in,
women coming in. Yes. I wish to get more women involved, but I have some things lined up, you know. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they'll turn out well, you know.
Mm. And what else outside of the site? If you got, you know, build another level on the house?
No, that's it. Getting too old for that stuff. You know, trying to spend time with the kids now, because now they're all older.
Any of them into bodybuilding?
Not really.
Not yet?
No. 20 and 16 now, it's you know, it's different. They know I like it, you know. Uh-huh. They've always seen, you know, they understand what it is, you know, they know who certain people are, but, you know, they're not everybody.
So yeah. Were they super impressed when you came home with your selfie with Arnold?
Yes. Okay, I had everybody sending me from Malta, you know. You didn't get a picture with him. And then finally when I got it, you know, Facebook.
So how many hits did that post get?
Oh, that was good. That was a good one. Yeah. Hopefully I can, you know, meet him more in depth, you know, and talk to him or something in a small interview or anything like that. But there's so much. When the press get involved there, it's huge, you know.
You know, just in advance, you know.
You have to work on it, you know.
No, I think you've got the determination.
Yes, I'll do it one day.
So, do you still compete today?
No. I just train. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you get that little tingle too. There's always the over 40 class, you know. There's always classes, you know. You never know.
And is there anyone else you are looking to meet that you're kind of going to maneuver your way to be on an escalator at the same time?
You know, the other people are a bit easier to meet, you know, and it depends the mood they're in, you know. I mean, last year I went to the we were close to the hotel where they were, and because I knew some of them, I went there at night. You just see them walking by. It's like, sometimes it's like, hey, all right. You get used to them then, you know.
Yeah. I suppose because you write about them.
You see them every day. It's like you know, or you sit down with them while they're eating and they'll have a discussion.
Okay, to turn this around, is there anyone you want to come up to you and say, hey, Kev? He might listen.
I like it when they recognize the site, you know. Mm. For me, it's enough, you know. And they do. I mean, from Australia, from everywhere, you get these messages, keep it up, you're doing well. And even editors of the biggest websites sending you messages saying, keep up the good work, I've heard good things about you. And, you know, these guys supposedly want to crush you, but
it's all very supportive.
Yes. There's enough cake for everybody.
I suppose the thing is, everyone's big and strong and muscly, so really there's no, you wouldn't want a fight to happen with all of that.
They're all
pretty soft.
Babies when it comes to it.
I'm going to say that next time I see
most of them
built.
not all of them, but you know.
Some of them aren't scary.
You have to get used to them.
And what else? It's got to be something else, or is this your absolute focus for life? Something random. Is there anything? Tap dancing,
a good holiday. Yeah,
but you'd go somewhere where you could still train.
Nah, we just cut off for a while.
Yeah.
So cut off,
that means a long...
No, a holiday, you know, a good month somewhere, just cut off from everything, you know.
Not relax. Go back to Canada.
Not even Canada, just, I don't know, Hawaii.
Hawaii would be nice. Because again, you'd be topping up the town ready for the...
Yeah.
And what about for the site? You say you want it to grow. Is there anything else that's going to come out of that, or is this all top secret?
No. My dream is to work full time on it, but you know, it will happen. You know,
you don't think, because sometimes, like now, sometimes when you do the thing you love, it becomes the thing that you hate.
I've always thought that. I said I'm going to get fed up. I've never got fed up because there's always something new, something exciting, you know. And I think if really you love something, it's not a job. Mm. It's just something you do, you know.
Eat, drink, sleep, breathe.
Yeah.
And so did you think when you were sort of 13, 14 years old and you were starting to go to the gym...
That I would have...
That your life would be...
Not like... I mean, after, you know, you raise your family, the kids are like on their own then. And it's like, what can I do next? You know, I'm not going to compete and stuff. So I wanted to get involved in industry behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it worked well, you know.
And you were using your... regular skills that you knew in your sort of day job.
Yeah, and lots of things are self-taught. I mean, I've never went to school for learning how to build a website, because when I went to school...
Computers didn't exist, did they?
Not even a mouse, you know. Yeah. Just the first Mac came out, you know, everybody's looking at it, scared to touch it, you know. Then you just self-taught. You make mistakes, you learn, you ask people, you Google things, you know.
I think, actually, when we were young, the thought of actually being able to Google something, if you knew that could happen, rather than having to flick through the Encyclopedia Britannica, was something in
magazines, you know, and stuff. But it's a challenge. That's the way I look at it.
But do you think if you did this full time, you'd actually be working overnight rather than during the day?
No, I think if because
time
of time difference
and stuff.
It depends, you know. Sometimes certain news comes out, and the other sites take it for granted. Mm. You know, they have like a process, you know, editorial meetings, and I just shoot it out, you know.
Ah.
And then what happens, happens. Ah. You know, I'll get the sources and stuff like that, but, you know, you just have to get it out. You can't say,
keep going
about
it. And so if you had to do it full time,
mm-hmm.
how would your family feel about that, do you think? They would
not... I think they would like it because it would be at home more.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. That's a really nice answer. Oh, well, I think that's a really, really sweet way to end the show. That's been Kevin Greck, who's the editor on, what's the website's name?
evolutionofbodybuilding.net.
There you go. You heard it here first. He met Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I still can't get over. And you were joining me, Monique Chambers, on this week's Bucket List. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining me and my guest on this week's Bucket List. I'd also like to thank Samuel Attard and Carmelo Greck, the engineers for this programme.